AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Trump, under the threat of impeachment or removal by his cabinet and barred by Twitter and Facebook, admits to losing to President-elect Joe Biden more than 2 months after the election.
President Trump denounced those who stormed the Capitol Wednesday.
Defiled the seat of American democracy. To those who engaged in the acts of violence and destruction, you do not represent our country.
He didn't mention his call to action earlier that day, but did admit his term of office is coming to an end.
A new administration will be inaugurated on January 20th. My focus now turns to ensuring a smooth, orderly, and seamless transition of power.
Trump told supporters their journey together was only just beginning. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi threatened another impeachment and called for his removal.
This man is deadly to our democracy and to our people.
Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Education Secretary Betsy DeVos is the second Trump cabinet member to resign in the wake of yesterday's attack on the Capitol. DeVos says Trump's rhetoric was an inflection point for the violence. Earlier today, Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao, who is married to Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, announced her resignation, saying she, too, could not set aside the insurrection at the Capitol. The Senate Sergeant-at-Arms has resigned. Capitol Police Chief Stephen Sund also pressured to leave after the Capitol Police and other security were overwhelmed by the rioting Trump supporters. At the Pentagon, spokesman Jonathan Hoffman says the Defense Department's offer of additional security in the days ahead of Trump's rally was turned down.
They believe they had sufficient personnel and did not make a request.
One woman was killed by a Capitol Hill police officer. Three other people, two men and another woman, died of medical emergencies during the melee. This is AP News. The coronavirus pandemic continues to cause huge numbers of weekly job losses. The AP's Ben Thomas has this.
The Labor Department reports claims for jobless benefits edged down to 787,000, a slight decline from the previous week. But with jobless claims at such historically high levels, it's an indication employers continue to cut jobs amid tighter business restrictions and Americans' concerns about the surge in coronavirus cases.
Heisman Trophy winner Devontae Smith of Alabama adds to his postseason honors, receiving the Maxwell and Walter Camp College Football Players of the Year awards, along with the Biletnikoff Award as the nation's top receiver. Four other Alabama players also honored at the College Football Award show. Quarterback Mac Jones, the Davey O'Brien Quarterback of the Year. Running back Najee Harris wins the Doak Walker Award. Offensive lineman Alex Leatherwood wins the Outland Trophy. And Landon Dickerson is named the top center. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.